Thank you for tuning into the Lunch Table Podcast. You may hear opinions expressed on the lunch table that you don't agree with. I encourage you not to take this as hate speech, prejudices, or bigotry. Lastly, if you are someone who does not like your beliefs questioned or challenged, then this is not the show for you. For everyone else, ready your meals, pull up a seat, and open your minds, because we cordially invite you to join us at the Lunch Table.
Like, you adult motherfuckers, you horrible-ass parents, you fuck-ass adults. Hey, yo, JC Sales, he says, kill yourself, you fucker. The fuck is you doing? Any adult, yo, nigga, any adult that's fucking misleading a child and fucking up a child's growth, fuck you, kill yourself. Kill yourself.
Can't post that one on TikTok.
No, nigga, I stopped posting on TikTok because you can't curse, man. Fuck the motherfuckers, man.
I swear.
And then goddamn, besides the point. Fuck you, adult ass motherfuckers fucking up kids, man. This one right here called I'm passionate about this bitch. This is what we're teaching them. Fuck ass niggas. Yeah, I'm talking to you. He mad? Yeah, you, nigga.
I got scared. I looked up. You was pointing at me.
Charlie Mack, what happens when we die?
Now,
did you say it like that?
Look, now I was high as hell and I was like 18. And this is what I came up with, which puts a lot of religions together. If you live a good life, this is the book of Charlie. Live a good life, you die, you go to heaven. But if you live a bad life, you die, you reincarnated, and you have to come back on this earth to do it again, and earth is hell.
I be damned if I come back to this motherfucker for a second time around. I better come back as somebody spoiled house cat.
Would you be conscious?
Not doing this
would you
shit.
Be conscious of you coming
question?
Back? Or it's just like, damn,
what would
I got to live again
life?
No, look,
type shit.
Look, now.
Living is hell?
Earth is hell.
That's living.
Yeah, pretty much. Or
that's living.
Shit.
Existing is hell.
What I honestly believe.
That's
like,
crazy.
At the end of, I don't know, because at the end of we could be, as soon as we die, like we get 100 years old, 90 years old, me. 42. Anyway, no, not gonna work.
Hi, Charlie.
Look, look, girl. If you get old men on your deathbed, old woman, and you saying all your goodbyes to your family, and then you take a last breath, close your eyes. Next time you open your eyes, you're 8 years old playing a video game and say you completed the year 2030, and now your simulation is complete. That could happen. We don't fucking know. This could be a simulation, a video game, The Matrix, The Truman Show. All this shit mixed.
You've been watching too much goddamn Rick and Morty.
That's what I was saying. He's in his own citadel. Like,
can we go back a little bit? Because when JC asked, "What do you think happens when we die?" Mm-hmm. I wanted to say what I think.
Yeah. Okay.
Because I have random fainting spells. It can happen here. Yes.
It's called blackout.
Yes. That's why I describe him in the way
she be drinking too much and be goddamn. You know what? We got a video for her. We got a video for her today. We got a video for her today. I'm sorry. Go ahead, love. Go ahead. Go ahead. I'm sorry. I'm sorry for interrupting. Sorry. Sorry. Blackout spells.
Because honestly, when I came in this bitch today, I felt like it might could happen. And I ain't been drinking. Until y'all saw me like drinking. But when I got here, that's why I came in here drinking the water, because I know the feeling. I can feel when it's going to happen.
What is that feeling? What happens?
I start to get it starts in my head, kinda like creeps up the back of my neck, kinda tingles in the back of my brain right here, and I could just literally just feel myself slipping away. It's something I deal with. I don't know if it's medically, I don't know. But the point is, and if it ever happened up in here, don't fucking call 911. I will be okay. But
the point thanks is, for letting us know.
When you because it's serious and y'all trying to make jokes and shit. What if I start crying? No, it's fine. But
oh, Lord.
I feel like fainting and losing consciousness. I don't know if you've ever just fainted.
Yeah.
But in the moment, the last time it happened, it was just last month, actually. I was at fucking Texas Roadhouse. I'll never go back to that location again. sitting across from a man, and I felt that shit coming. And I thought, man, can I get to the bathroom? Because I would rather sit up against the wall and just let it take me. And then just come back like nothing ever happened. Because I've done that before. Because I can pinpoint that shit. But when it happens and I come back, it's like I can't. It takes me a couple of seconds to realize that that is what happened. And I feel like maybe death is kind of like sleep. Because when you're asleep, when you need that deep-ass sleep, you don't know. And then you wake up like, oh, shit, I've been asleep all this goddamn time. I truly feel like maybe, because I don't know, but I think that maybe there's a correlation. I don't know. That's all I wanted to say.
Joe Rogan.
I have so many questions. Can I ask?
You know what? Let's pause.
After.
Shit, we've been talking for an hour and we didn't even do this.
Because God is amazing.
And we didn't even get into the praise service. Let's fucking start the show.
Yeah. Let's start up real quick. How many commandments are there?
10.
It's 613.
Okay, Continue. Calm yourself down.
Continue. It is.
Why calm himself down?
No, we're in the Bible.
Yeah.
Oh my God! Don't let them start again.
All right, no,
please
all right.
Take over, JC. Please.
I'm sorry.
Take
listen.
Over.
People meeting, people making memories at the lunch table. Yes, we're gonna use all of that.
Okay.
And may or may not. I'm the God of this world, so fucking, I love it.
Just like
I love
said.
It.
We're in your citadel right now.
Yes, you are. yes, you are. Meeting people, making memories. Welcome to the lunch table. We have Bales, Kessia, Charlie Mack back in the building. We talk about everything under the sun. And I love the show off of what just happened before the pre-show.
Right.
We all think differently.
Yeah.
We are opinionated, and we have great questions. We debate respectfully. Love it, love it, love it. Just because black people, I'm talking to black people in America, specifically black people in America, we can disagree. We can not like each other for that day, but we still could be cool and not have to kill one another, not have to despise one another, don't have to burn that bridge. We have to stop doing that. And I'm talking to you, really talking to me. I'm bad at that motherfucking shit. You dig? Message. Just because black people, just because we don't like this, what this person says, or what they did to us, or who they had sex with, we can't burn those bridges. We all we got, motherfuckers.
Facts.
We can be mad for that moment. That's okay. Be mad for that day. Be mad for that week. But get them back. We gotta like, that's real love. Forgiveness and squashing, that's love. If you harbor shit, and you talking about you loving somebody, you don't. Real love is when you let that hoe go. But let's fucking start the show. Meeting people, making memories. Tokyo extraordinaire. Florida-based individual, artist, female, R&B, rapper, producer, engineer, amazing. J-Mac, you know about her. We're gonna start off with this. Tokyo extraordinaire.
Be close, we were supposed to grow old. They set goals to do more, but the space we in can't ignore no more. I guess it wasn't enough, maybe it was just too much. Maybe real life isn't like what's on TV. Less fun and a whole lot of work will change. Why couldn't you change with me, baby? Cause I couldn't stay the same. And the old me would never last. And I told you that, babe. You tell me that you love me, but you had to play my games with me. Why you do this, play this mind game? You come back and say you love me, you love me. You're telling me it's a love thing.
misery, no, he loves company. But I no longer keep that luxury. I just turn my pain into a melody. I'm over trying to fix it, let it be. Let it breathe. Cause we do the same things.
Let me set it up. I saw this maybe a couple weeks ago. I wanted to play this maybe two shows ago. But you know how we just we talk and things mm-hmm. things go. But this mother yeah. I saw this and I was like, yeah, I want to play this and this is what we're teaching them. Oh yeah, I'm a teacher and I know that if you can mold kids into anything that you want them to be, any motherfucking thing that you want them to be and do. Anything. Like I know this. So, like, when I see motherfuckers, like, you adult motherfuckers, you horrible-ass parents, you fuck-ass adults. Hey, yo, JC Sales, he says, kill yourself, you fucker. The fuck is you doing? Any adult.
I love it.
Yo, nigga, any adult that's fucking misleading a child and fucking up a child's growth, fuck you, kill yourself. Kill yourself.
Can't post that one on TikTok.
No, nigga, I stopped posting on TikTok because you can't curse, man. Fuck them motherfuckers, man.
I swear.
And then goddamn, besides the point, fuck you adult-ass motherfuckers fucking up kids, man. This one right here called, I'm passionate about this bitch. This is what we're teaching them. Fuck-ass niggas. Yeah, I'm talking to you. He mad. Yeah, you, nigga.
I got scared. I looked up. You was pointing at me.
So,
yeah, I'm gonna play that suck ass shit again. This is what we're teaching them. This is what we're teaching them.
You the mama.
My bad, hold on. I'm out here fucking shaking.
Sweating harder than
I'm sweating. I'm fucking shaking. I'm passionate by this whole computer.
I gotta hear what he's saying.
I'm shut up.
You the mama. So, Lisa, I'm a girl.
Stop beating your chest. You're making a race.
Man, what the
Do you know what he's saying?
Yeah.
I'm what?
He said, I'm the daddy. I'm grown. Oh. I'm my daddy. I'm grown. He said, you a mama. She said, I know at least I'm a girl. He said, I'm a daddy. I'm grown.
And do you know who he's speaking to? Is he talking to
another little girl.
Okay.
This video is actually old. I've seen it a few years back. So that little boy's probably at least like 10 or 12.
My word, I wonder yeah.
Some
what
shit.
Right
he gotta
now.
Be at this point.
This is what we're teaching them. Your thoughts, your reaction, your take.
I do think it's very sad. I feel like the world is filled with a bunch of children who were first off products of unwanted pregnancy, but just kept and being raised by people who weren't ready to be parents, but now I'm a fucking parent, so I'm just gonna, you know, do the bare minimum or do what I'm supposed to do, you know, feed it. Make sure it go to school.
She said,
feed
it.
Make sure it's clean.
Feed it.
Feed that little nigga right there.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Well, that's clearly what's going on in this. Like, because why is this little boy slapping his chest? He's sagging the way he's walking.
Yeah.
He got those mannerisms from somebody that's around him. And he's young and he's already soaked that
like,
in.
It's the
so.
Gangsta-ish. Like,
yikes.
She's Louise.
Charlie Mack.
Right,
your take. I know you got something.
Get laughing.
Look, first off, bitches be dressing their kids like the niggas that left them. For one. And for two, he clearly seen. Look.
What, brother?
He seen. There's somebody around him right now doing that. He's seen that. Because kids, I won't say talk, but they imitate it. They learn it.
Oh, damn.
You know what I mean? Because my daughter be running around the house like, God damn. What the hell?
Now is that you or the mama?
That's the mama.
Oh, mama?
I be trying to get my baby to say, me no punk bitch. Look, it's cute when they like one, but once they get like three, that's when it start being okay. You gotta check that shit. But when they like one, this
it be too late.
Shit.
It's too late. Then that's the first. That's their foundation. You gotta stop that.
My daughter
triggering Jay-Z.
My daughter is. I'm teaching her everything. I'm talking about from black history to how to load up a gun and break it down.
Absolutely.
And everything in between. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
She'd be the smartest, most dangerous motherfucker around.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, but shit like this, that's ghetto shit. I don't do ghetto shit. You know what I mean? I'm from the hood.
Yeah.
I'm from the ghetto. So I refuse to keep a cycle going. He'd been punching his motherfucking chest. Get that fucking bass out your voice, homie. On God.
And the thing is, yo, black people, black men, black young men, that doesn't work in the real world.
Right.
My crazy ass, you know how I be getting? That shit don't work around white folk. It don't work in the real. I can't get that mad. Niggas, they get scared. I don't get callbacks. They talk, you can't, that doesn't work.
It don't.
That work around your boys, that doesn't work. It does not. Look at me. Look at me, black brothers, niggas. I'm playing, but not really. That doesn't work. What you taught yo, that don't work out there. If you're really trying to make some money, it's all about money, right? If you're really trying to make some money, them white boys ain't fucking with that, my nigga.
They not.
White boys ain't fucking with that.
I was when I was locked up, you know, I was about to stab this nigga up and shit, like. It was a few different instances, but it's one time, like the last time, I was on my rah-rah shit, you feel me?
Yeah, man. Yeah.
Old head taught me.
How old were you? How old were you, brother?
Mid-20s.
Yeah.
Like,
still got something to prove,
yeah.
Nigga.
Yeah, that, look.
Like a motherfucker.
That's what old head, he sat me down, he talked to me like, yo, why you do what you do, basically. I said, I got a reputation to hold out here, you know what I mean? He said, do you plan on being in the streets forever? I said, hell no. Nah. He said, then man, fuck your reputation. I mean, because this, like I said, this the hood shit. That street shit ain't going to fly in corporate.
Nah, you know
what I
mean?
You have a certain mentality, but the actions have to be different.
Amen to that, man.
So, you know, that's why I'll be keeping a cool booty. Like, I don't be jumping on all that dumb shit. I know what jail look like, goddammit. I ain't one of them niggas like, go back. No, the fuck I won't, goddammit.
Yeah. I'm going to shake my head like I've been there before.
Look, bitch, you about to be.
Not about to be, was almost there.
Almost. I got close enough.
And, I mean,
closer
shit.
Closer than I ever thought would be.
She was throwing rocks at that motherfucker.
You spent the night.
Yeah, there we go.
You spent the night.
Had a little slumber party.
You done tasted it, and it ain't what you want.
No, it's not. And everybody that I know that has actually, like how Charlie just said, he's been in there, they tell me, like, bitch, you wasn't even in jail. You were just in holding.
Yeah.
They held your ass. So I'm like, I can't
Did
even.
You change it to the clothes?
Yeah, oh, yeah, they took all my shit.
That's the scary part, goddamn.
Yeah.
Well, yo,
they took
you
my.
Guys change into clothes here for
holding songs?
No, that's when you're like, this is.
I think that's when I started to cry.
Real?
Wait,
y'all taking my clothes for real? I thought y'all playing.
Wait,
you're going to jail.
I got a question. When you guys are in a holding cell, they take your clothes too?
When you first get there, they you know they book you. They take your mugshot. If you got tattoos,
I found it.
I'm getting to it, Bells. I'm gonna tell you, Bells.
Okay.
They bring you up in there.
Yeah.
They give you, like, you know, the little flip-flops.
I love the flip-flops, though.
The flip-flops. That could have let me leave with them motherfuckers.
I know.
But they give you underwear. They take your shit. What you came in with, they're taking. None of that shit is going to be on you.
But that's after they make you lift up your nutsack and bend over and spread your ass cheeks.
Well, see, he's been through real. Like, yeah. I just got arrested one night, and they took me in. They took my clothes. They took pictures of my tattoos.
Why did they finger you?
Treat it.
What?
Okay, you.
They fingered you?
Okay. JC.
Fingerprinted me. Oh. Took all that shit, you know? They took all that shit.
I say, was it then?
But they treat you like a real criminal, and it doesn't matter the offense.
Bitch, you are.
It doesn't matter the offense. Like, you could have just
That's your first time.
Let's say you had a. It was my first and only. I'm not going back.
She was like,
they
treat you like a criminal. Bitch, you did
something
wrong.
Yes, they give you the clothes. You put the clothes on. They sit you down until they're ready to take you up to the motherfucking cells, where they leave you until the fucking judge. You can go talk to that nigga.
Magistrate.
There we go. I struggled with that word. But yes, at one point, they strip you, girl. They take your shit, give you what they want you to wear, make you walk in line like first grade. And
Did you meet somebody?
I met a couple people.
Oh.
I met a couple people. Oh, what were you going to say? Meet somebody that?
No, just like some, you know what? They made my experience not so bad.
Yes, when I was in booking, it was kind of fun. And then we all fell asleep.
This bitch.
They came and woke us up. And that's when they took us to the cell block.
Y'all were drunk still. That's why I told me it was kind of fun. The bitch was still drunk.
I was sitting with a bitch who had a lace front on. I was like, they make you take a wig off? She was like, girl, I told them this was sewed in. I was just like, wow, that's crazy. Okay. Just, you know, various conversations. You gotta take the lemons and make fucking lemonade. Okay, you gotta weigh the pros and cons.
She's ready to be a
convict.
Find
that silver lining. But no, it got real. It got real when they took us upstairs
and you sobered up.
And I was isolated. Shut the fuck up, JC. Actually, you know what's funny? No, I'm not even gonna say that. No, it got real when I was in there by myself because I seen they gave me like little bullshit ass soap, toothpaste, comb. I broke pieces of the comb off to put like in my piercings and shit. I used the soap because I was like, bitch, I ain't no criminal. I ain't eating that shit. I ain't using none of this stuff. I'm getting out of this motherfucker. But
this bitch.
When I was in there and I went to wash my hands in the sink and I seen that the soapy water was draining into the toilet, that's when it hit me. That's when I was like, oh, hell no. I got to get out of here like immediately. And there's nothing you can do until that fucking guard opened that big ass door, come up there to your door, and let you out.
Who put you on the bail's bonds and like who to call and the whole shebang? Because
you know,
because I know you don't know, because you ain't know that shit going in.
I always thought when you if you go to jail, like you gotta like have numbers memorized. And like, all right, you can call somebody if you know the number. But they actually let me use my phone and like write numbers down so I could like call my people.
Let me do that shit.
I thought that was
they let you. They oh man, with niggas they like if you can't look in it, if you can memorize it, then you can. I was like, nigga, I don't memorize shit. I'm sorry.
Yeah, you didn't have that same experience? They didn't let you write down?
No.
They definitely didn't let me write down.
They said, you can't look in it. If you can memorize it, I'll write it down.
Oh.
I was like, nigga, oh, no. They're like, all right.
No, they gave me my shit. And I was like, okay, hold on, let me. Okay, here you go.
There's one cop let me use my shit in the back of his car. Every time I go to jail, first off, my hand was buckled in front. I act like I'm too big to put my hand on my back. Like, I can do it, you know what I mean? But it's uncomfortable.
That's the funniest
thing. So I always
feel
like, this is as far as I can go.
Funny.
And they be believing that shit. They buckle me in the front, goddamn. That's
funny. That's funny.
That's a fucking bullshit.
That's hilarious. Officer, I can't.
Right.
Oh, shit, that's hilarious.
That's just uncomfortable, man.
Yeah, oh,
the
shit.
It's the fucking worst. Damn.
Yo, let's fucking transition into the second video, man. A night out with Cassia. Roll the clip. Let's go.
Come on, I'll fight you.
God. Hey, I'm sorry, man. The volume really sucked on that one. God damn it. It was way funnier in my at home.
I just like that you thought of me when you saw this video.
Yeah, I did.
Is it accurate?
It's actually very accurate.
Yeah.
That's pretty fucking accurate.
Yeah, the bitch got kicked out the goddamn comedy show. I be saying the B word because I love her, and I don't call anyone else a B like that. For real. They're going to be watching, like, how can they be calling me? Under his breath, he be calling her a bitch. Listen, no, I do not think of her that way. She's a lovely, very intelligent black woman, but she's a friend of mine and a friend that I could play with that way. I don't play with y'all motherfuckers that way because I don't like you fuck niggas and you ugly ass and you nothing ass bitches. But I like her with your dirty bitch ass. I'm sorry, here we go.
Oh, my God. I love Bobby.
History. Godfrey, I've been watching his podcast, In Godfrey We Trust or something. He's a very fantastic comedian, but he's a reader. He's intelligent. He talks about everything under the sun, and he's got great content and great point of view, and this is called History.
We are the only that they tell to forget about our history. When you go to a doctor's office, what's the first thing they do? They pull out your medical history.
Right.
Because we have to assess what's going on.
I'm going deeper. When you go to court.
Oh, yeah.
Nigga, you got your case.
Them
motherfuckers bring up your past.
Bring out your past.
In 1987, such committed a fucking... Like, hey, I'm not like that no more.
can you forget?
I was 12.
Right, can you forget? They
because,
don't forget.
Because it might repeat. Yeah. I was 12.
But that's why they bring it up to you, go, we don't want that shit to repeat.
It's so true.
So I chose that video because, you know, let me be careful and choice with my words. I hear some white people say the thing about like racism. If you want racism to stop, stop talking about it. Fucking Morgan Freeman. Goddamn, Morgan, when you said that shit on that fucking 60 Minutes interview, my brother, when you said, if we want to move past racism, we should just stop talking about it. When you said that, brother, I felt a certain way about that, my man. I respect you, your career, you as a black man, how you've upheld yourself. But when you said for us to get over racism, for us to get past it, for us to just stop talking about it, I feel you're wrong about that, sir, because how do you get past anything without talking about it, communicating about it, and fixing it? Like, not talking about it is not going to fix the issue in your relationship with your woman or any type of relationship. Like, so when you said that, brother, I felt that was a cop-out, and, man, I'm going to say it. You're better than that, sir. This history shit, your take.
All right, you need to know the past in order to go forward. Tupac said, to lead a people out of something, you need to go into it. You know what I mean? So if it's racism or whatever it is, and white people always want us to forget about racism. Like, oh, you weren't a slave. Oh, I've never owned any slave, but yet you're benefiting from slavery. This whole country was built on the backs of our ancestors. Then they say, oh, you were never a slave. It's like this. I'm going to give y'all a little quick story.
Go ahead.
There's a neighborhood, look, bunch of nice houses. One house, everybody decided to, we're going to throw our trash on this house yard. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Everybody now we're all throwing our trash on this one house. Everything we got. Eventually, that yard's going to get bad. The grass is going to stop growing. It's going to get down into the soil. It's going to be like, you can't benefit anything from this land now. And then all of a sudden, they're like, you know what? We're wrong. We shouldn't be throwing any trash on this yard. So they stop. And then a couple years down the line, now they talking shit. What the fuck is wrong with you? Our grass is all growing good. We're not throwing trash on your lawn anymore. Why the fuck is your shit still terrible?
Mm-hmm.
It's because what you did in the past, the shit you did was so fucked up, nothing ever fruitful coming from this land. You killed this shit down to the fucking soil.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the fucking past. You need to realize what the fuck happened. You know what I mean?
Yeah, man.
It's
frustrating.
Yeah, that's like white folks, man.
They like, you know, white folks I've learned. I had a friend when I was younger named Jimmy. He was my best motherfucking friend. My father always used to tell me, like he told me early on, like around 7 to 8, he told me about white folk. And black folk, black parents, have that talk about white folk. If you don't have that talk about white folk, you're doing your motherfucking child a fucking injustice. And if you don't know that talk, well, damn, you lost.